Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Welcome to another Back to Bible radio broadcast. This is the day the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hope you're having a good day out there. Amen. We thank God for all that He's doing. And we've got the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church Choir, one of my favorite choirs in all the world. And I'm the pastor, so I can say that. Amen. And so I appreciate Hoopers Creek Baptist Church Choir. They're going to sing, "I Know My Name Is Written There." Hope it's a blessing. Yeah, man, glory to God. If that don't light your fire, friend, your wood's wet. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. I know my name is written there, and I know that I'm going to heaven one of these days, and all this world's gone away. I'm glad I got in a place prepared for me in glory. Amen. This is part two of the message.
This morning, I'd like to bring your attention to Exodus chapter number 17. And in Exodus chapter number 17, we're going to be looking at the smitten rock. I want you to look at that this morning.
This is part two of the message on Exodus 17, on the smitten rock.
Now notice, verse number 2. Notice the Bible says, "Wherefore the people did chide with Moses." Now the word chide signifies that the people disagreed with Moses. And in anger, in an angry manner, they were mad at him for bringing them to this place. I want to remind you, Moses is not smart enough to lead the children of Israel. God was the one doing the leading. Don't forget about that cloud by day and that pillar of fire by night, amen. Don't forget that, hey, God led them there. We saw that in the very first verse, amen. God commanded them to go to this place. Moses did not come up with a navigational map. Listen, it wasn't Moses that brought them to this place. It was God that brought them to this place of no water. Why did God bring them to this place of no water? Because God wanted to show them what he could do in his mighty power. But he was also showing us a picture, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. They are demanding him to give them what only God could provide. Hey, listen, if you don't do this, we're going to stone you. And Moses is like, I'm just a natural man. I'm just an ordinary guy. I think you could say it this way, that Moses was just like you and me. He was given a task, yes. He was under the leadership of God, no doubt, but he was just an ordinary man, just like you and me. But Moses, under the leadership of God, was leading a people and following the direction of God, and now he's getting in trouble for doing it. Can you imagine? I'm just imagining in my mind. I know that Moses was a spiritual man, but also I do know this, that Moses was in the flesh. And thank God Moses didn't turn on the children of Israel, and Moses didn't blow up. We don't find those things in Scripture. However, when you think about this thing that, now, before we move on in the next point, I'd like to remind you that had Israel been taken directly from Egypt to Canaan, and they would not have had the sad displays or outbursts of madness that we read about in the context of Scripture, but however, they would have went to Canaan without the conditioning of their hearts. These trials brought out the heart that these Israelites had. Have you ever noticed that in the middle of your trial, God is doing something towards your heart? He's exposing that anger. He's exposing, He's exposing that situation in your life so that you will see what type of person you really are. It's amazing to me how that we can shout on Sunday and then cry on Monday. I mean, it's amazing how we can, sing the songs of life in the house of God, shout it out, and then on Monday we go, oh, it's me. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? So these trials expose the true feelings of the heart. Can I remind you what Jeremiah said before we get to the next point? Jeremiah 17:9 said this. The heart is deceitfully above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You better be careful. When assessing your heart condition, you better be careful not to evaluate yourself higher than what you really are. I think God sends trials through our life. I think I said it in a message previous to this. I said if you don't have finances, you probably got pain. And if you don't have pain and you don't have finances, you probably got broken things. May I say to you today, listen to me, we all are faced with trials in our life. If you're not going through a trial, you're getting ready to enter one. And so while we go through these trials, you can go through them alone or you can go through them with a helper, amen. Thank God. Listen, I want to talk to you just a minute. The second thing is, not only do we see a failed test with another chance, but we also see a faithful servant with a lot of concern. I want you to notice verse number 4. Now, if I'd have been Moses, thank God, God didn't test me the way he did Moses. I'd probably throw it in the towel right here. I'd have probably said, forget it. It ain't worth it. You people ain't never going to get it. You got that spirit of, get even. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Listen, I'm telling you right now, you mountain people, I know good and well, somebody does you wrong, you harbor it in, you get mad, you thinking about, I'm going to bust the windows out of the truck, and I'm going to slash the tires, and hello, don't mess with mountain people. That man, ain't no telling what you're going to get, praise God. But I'm telling you right now, you think about old Moses, how he handled the situation. This faithful servant, man, God chose Moses, thank God. God chose Moses. And Moses seemed to have a lot of concern. Look at verse number 4. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. Now listen, we don't read about Moses. We don't hear one word, listen to me, we don't hear one word of Moses speaking against these people. We don't hear of Moses saying, God, just go ahead and kill them. They're no good anyhow. We don't hear Moses saying that. No. In fact, we hear Moses turning all of the frustration and the anger that the people have, Moses turns it to God and says, I cannot help them. I don't know how to fix it. I can't lead them to a place where they'll be satisfied. And God said, I've got it figured out. It's okay. Look at verse number 5. And listen, this shows us that Moses himself had a solution to the problem. But his solution was simply this. He turns to God, who's the problem solver. And God responds with him to what to do. Notice verse number 5. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on. Can I tell you something this morning? Y'all need to underline that right there in your Bible. Some of y'all have been holding on to your trials and your troubles and your whines and your moans. You need to go on. You need to quit harboring those things. You need to progress. Amen. You need to move on. Listen, what's in the past is in the past. You cannot fix it, but you can worry about the future. Y'all just need to go on. He goes on and says this, and go on before the people and take with thee the elders of Israel. Notice not everybody went. Y'all with me this morning on this journey? Not everybody went. Just the elders went. Y'all got that? Remember that. And thy rod with therewith, thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee, before there upon the rock of Horeb. I like that, don't you? God said, I'm going to stand upon that rock in Horeb. And thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. All of this testing, all of these trials, was to bring about this picture, a special picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, I will tell you this morning that while they were going through these trials, while they were going through this tribulation, they couldn't see it, but they were going through it so that we would look back and we would see a perfect picture of the Lord Jesus Christ who was soon coming. Now, can I read to you over, if you're taking notes, you want to write this down, 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verses 1 through 4. We just spoke about Old Testament. Let's go to the New Testament. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all of our fathers, he's talking about that same group of Israelites, were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat of the spiritual meat. Verse number 4. And did all drink of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. Friends, I want you to know today that the rock is one of the titles of Jehovah found frequently throughout the Old Testament. Well, the Bible said over in Deuteronomy 32:15, he forsook God, which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. The psalmist David said over in Psalms 18, verse number 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer and my God, my strength in whom will I trust, and my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I like that part where it said, and that rock that followed them was Christ. Hallelujah. I'm glad, listen to me, in the middle of this trial, in the middle of this tribulation, I'm glad that God's trying to tell us something. You say, what's the Lord trying to show us, preacher? He's trying to show us that the only source of help is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we've looked at a failed test with another chance. We've looked at the faithful servant. We're talking about Moses with a lot of concern. But let's look for just a moment at a fabulous Savior which brings the means of redemption. Now I want you to see this. Notice verse number 6. Thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. The first thing that I see here is that the rock was smitten. The rock was smitten. The word smitten speaks of suffering. The word smitten speaks of how that it points us to the cross of Calvary. As we look at the Lord who was smitten, we find a place where the Lord was struck. We find a place where the Lord was beaten. We find a place where the Lord was left unrecognizable.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.